Barbara calling us from Ording?
Yes.
Hi, Barbara. What's on your mind?
My sister has postnasal drip, and I'm wondering if somebody would diagnose me with the same thing, but my symptoms are somewhat different. And what I'm questioning about is I have drainage somewhere, coming from somewhere, and I can just pull it out of the back of my throat and spit, and it's mostly white. Sometimes I've seen very little bit of yellow in it, but it's white, and it's total bubbles.
Oh, my goodness, that's different. I don't hear about much with bubbles.
Yeah, total bubbles, and I don't know if it's because it comes off the top of my tongue or something like that. I don't know. And I was kind of concerned about it because it's been going on for a long, long, long time. And I'm scheduled for colonoscopy and an endoscope at the same time this month. Hmm.
Okay.
And,
ma'am, it does sound like a little... Oh, you go ahead.
Oh, well, I just was a little bit leery about that.
Well, have you tried that, what's a lot of listeners call the vitamin A and D bomb? Maybe I made that name up, but somebody did. Have you tried that? Because this sounds like a low-grade infection doesn't want to go away. And what the vitamin A and D bomb came from is a letter to the editor of the New York State Journal of Medicine, I am not kidding, in 1943, and I read that in about 1975 and asked people to try it, and darn it, works a lot of the time. What did they do? They enrolled between 100 and 200 people, and when they caught themselves a cold or had some virus that felt like the flu or whatever, they took, I'm not kidding you now, 150,000 units, that's 150 and three more zeros, of vitamin A, and then they took a tenth of that, which is 15,000 units of vitamin D, and they did that every day for 3 days, and then they stopped, because that is a lot of vitamin A there. But what the doctors reported is people who did that, 81% of them cleared up their problem within those 3 days. Ma'am, it was just gone, because what those two things do is to really activate the immune system. And unless you're planning to get pregnant, which I sorted out, the vitamin A, even in the 150,000 units, is not going to do harm if it's stopped after 3 days. It only does harm to a fetus, so that's why women have to watch out for it if they're going to get pregnant. But it doesn't do any harm to an adult woman if she stops in 3 days, just like the research doctors said. 150,000 units of A and 15,000 units of vitamin D for 3 days. I'd say the large majority, because that's what I listen to people, a large majority of people say they just clear stuff up. Oh, yes, and I added one thing to it. A and D are known to be stimulants of the immune system, but one other thing that is very important for vitamins A and D are very important for our immune systems, but one other thing that's very important as we get older is zinc, because that thymus gland, which is the so-called master regulator of the immune system, that thymus gland is very zinc-dependent, and one of the things that's been found is that as we get older, all of us, the thymus gland gets weaker, but if we use even a low dose of zinc, it strengthens up that thymus gland again. So the health food stores have zinc in various sizes. I don't ask anyone to ever go over 30 milligrams without talking to a doctor about it, even though the toxic level is said to be 100. And the zinc form that absorbs the best is the picolinate, P-I-C-O, P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E. So you might try that, ma'am, and see if you can't get rid of it. I recommend it to a lot of people. And people call back to this program from time to time and say, hey, that works.
I was wondering, too, about, see, these symptoms have been going on for, I would say, 2 years. That's a long time. And I thought maybe it was allergies or something, you know, like dust or whatever like that. And it affects, it seems to stimulate when I'm eating, my nose will start running. And I was wondering if possibly that colloidal silver would be something that I might want to do.
Well, one of the nicer things about colloidal silver, that nanoparticulate type, is nobody's ever reported a problem with it, ma'am. So I'd say go right ahead and try. go right ahead and try. It might. You're right.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your show all the time.
Thank
you
for calling.
And I try to get
ma'am.
My friends to listen to it because I think you're outstanding.
Thank you, ma'am, and thank you for calling.